Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Tov Gimel. We are on page 536. Siman Tov Gimel is Din Bika Shekifua Einam Yehudim. The halachas of a bika, of a big open area, where Goyim surrounded it with a wall. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Shovas Bebika, a person started off Shabbos in a Bika, V'kifua Einam Yehudim B'Shabbos Mechitzos Ladira. And then on Shabbos, Goyim came along and for some reason built around him walls for Dira purposes. Eino Holech Ba Ela Alpayim Amo. He's only allowed to walk in all directions, 2,000 Amos from where he is. She'eino Kula Ka'arba Amos. We do not consider the whole enclosed area as for Amos. Kevan Shelo Shavas Ba'avir HaMechitzos. Since he did not start off Shabbos in the areas of the Mechitzos, there were no Mechitzos there. So once Shabbos started, he had his location where he is Kone Shvisa, and he has 2,000 amos from there. It does not change when the walls are put around him. That's in terms of walking. However, in terms of carrying, it's a different story. Umitaltel bekula aidei zrika. But he is allowed to carry throughout the whole enclosure. So he can't walk the whole enclosure. He can only walk 2,000 amos, but he can throw around the whole enclosure, because we'll see a mechitza that's made on Shabbos, lagabe carrying, is a good mechitza. But since he can't walk the whole area, so he can't carry through walking, therefore the Mechaber says he's a metalta bekulai de zrika through throwing. We'll see in the Mishavura that it's also only okay if he throws something that's hefker, or something that belongs to somebody else that has a tchum that goes beyond where his tchum goes. Because the same way that he can't go past his 2,000 amos, his items get his shvisa, they also can't go beyond his 2,000 amos, so what's he throwing? So it has to be that he's throwing something that does not belong to him. So he's limited in terms of where he walks, to be within 2,000 amos, but if he's throwing something that has a tchum beyond his tchum, he can throw it beyond 2,000 amos within the enclosure. Sharei Rishus HaYachid Gomerhu. Because this area that was enclosed by the Goyim on Shabbos is a full Rishus HaYachid. Kevan Shehukah Fadira, since it was surrounded for dwelling purposes. Avol. L'taltal Mamesh Chutz La'arba Amos Asra Afilu Toch Alpayim. But the Rama adds on and says, but to carry the regular way without throwing it outside of his four amos is going to be usher even within his 2,000 amos. So we're going to see all this in Mishabura. It will all be very clear. Sivkotan Alef Shavas Vika Pirish. He started off Shabbos in a big open area. Vikona Sham Shvisa. He acquired there Shvisa for Shabbos, Leos Lom Mikomo, to be from there in his place, Lahaloch Alpayim Lako Ruach, that he can carry 2,000 amos in all directions. But in terms of carrying, he can't carry beyond four amos because the bika has a din of a karmelus. So in terms of carrying, he has four amos and when Shabbos starts. In terms of walking, he has 2,000 amos when Shabbos starts. But then, sibkotam beis vikifua akum. Goyim made a wall around him. Sha'osu lo mechitza saviva. They made a wall around him. V'kayim alon, and we hold mechitza hasuya b'shabbos shmo mechitza. A wall that's made on Shabbos has a din of a wall. So therefore, they made a wall. It has a din of a wall. And they made the wall ladiras of katan gimel. Sheikifu alodr besocha. They made these walls in order for people to live inside. The ilav hachi. Because if it was not made ladira, so then you have other problems. Imahekef yosem ibeis asayim. If the surrounding area is more than a base asayim, shu shivim amos, shivim amos, which is 70 amos by 70 amos, lo mishtario l'til tule ba elo ba arba amos afibu aidei zrika. If it would be more than a base asayim, which gets a din, the rabbanon of a karmelus, he would not be allowed to carry only up to 4 amos, even through throwing. Because then it's already too big. So we're talking about an area that's going to be less than a base asayim, or we're talking that he surrounded it as a dira purposes. Sivkotan dalin. We said even though they put up the wall ladira, it does not help him in terms of walking. He only can walk up to alpayim mimokom shekona shvisa, from the exact spot where he was kona his shvisa. De lo mahani lehay mechitzos klal in hiluch. These walls that were put up do not help him at all in terms of his walking. Sivkotan hey kevan shaloshava, since he did not start off Shabbos within the mechitzos. What's a lomar? De lo mahani mechitzos lios al yodom. it does not help through these mechitzos to make it kol hashetach ka'ar ba'amos. Normally, if you're surrounded by an area, you're in a walled area, you're in a building, you're in a city, so the enclosure is all considered like your ar ba'amos, but in this case, since he did not start off Shabbos there, it is not considered for him that it's all his ar ba'amos. Eloheicha shehayu ha-mechitzos mi-bodyom v'shavas besochan. Only if the walls were there from before Shabbos, and he started Shabbos within that enclosure, then it's called Dalet Amos. Aval kamed in our case, shebein hashmoshos lo haisa mukefes, that during bein hashmoshos he was not surrounded, v'lo kona ba'osu ha'mokom shvisa, and he was not kona in that area shvisa elal alpayim amo, only from the place where he was located 2,000 amos other directions. So avshi kifua mechitzos b'shabbos, even though they surrounded it with walls on Shabbos, ein lo lahaloch elal alpayim shaloki demikara. He does not gain anything in terms of where he is allowed to walk to. He only has the initial 2,000 amos from where he started, like he had before. V'lo dami l'simin tof hei. And it's not similar to a case I will see soon in Simin Tof Hei. Bim ho tzi'uhu akum bal korcho. If Goyim picked him up against his will, chutz l'tzchuma, when he took him outside of his tchum, unesanu toch ir acheres amukefes choma. If Goyim take a person out of his tchum and they put him into a city that is surrounded by a wall, the din is there, the mahalich is kula. He's allowed to walk throughout the whole city, to chashvinan le'kol ha'ir ka'arbamos. There we view the whole city that he was placed in as his four amos. The afagav shelo shavas ba'avir mechizas modyom. Even though there also he didn't start on Shabbos within those walls, but yet when the goyim put him into that city in the middle of Shabbos, we view it as if it's all his dalet amos. He can walk freely throughout the city. So what's the chilek? Why over here he didn't start off in those walls? Now there are walls; they don't benefit him at all. He only can walk 2,000 amos from where he is. We don't view the whole enclosure as dalet amos. But over there, he's started in those walls. The goyim put him in the middle of Shabbos. And all of a sudden, even if it's huge, it counts as if it's all dalet amos. The chiluk is as follows. The hasam over there, halohu chutz l'tchumo. He was taken out, as we said, from his tchum. The ein lo min hadin lahalech rak ba'arba amos. The halach is, he can only walk arba amos. V'im lo chashvinan le'kol hir ka'arba amos. If we will not consider the whole city as his four amos, lo haya rashai leilech rak arba amos kedin yotzei chutz l'tchum. He would be limited to only walking within four amos, like always when a person goes out of his tchum. Lo chein hekilu gabei. Therefore, the rabbanon were lenient by him, kevan sheyotzei ba'onei, since he was forced to move out of his tchum. Shei nechshav lo kol ir karba amos. There they were lenient, they said the whole city is going to count as his dalet amos. Ma she'en ken kam, which is not the case over here, sheyesh lo alpayim amo lahaloch b'lav hachi. In our case, he has anyway 2,000 amos. So he's not desperate for more area to move. In the case where the goyim took him out of his tchum. So either we count the whole city as his dalet amos, or he could barely move. He only has dalet amos. In our case, he's in the place where he started off Shabbos. He has 2,000 amos in all directions. So now there's a wall around him. So there, we're not going to give him this leniency of viewing the entire enclosure as his dalet amos to let him walk through the entire enclosure. Sivkatan Vav. So although we said very clearly that the walls benefit him zero in terms of where he's allowed to walk, now we're going to say it benefits him totally in terms of where he's allowed to carry. Sivkatan Vav, he can be metalta b'kulai de zrika. Ratzalomer means to say, after le'inyan hiluch lo nechshav ahekev klal le'mechitza. Even though in terms of walking we don't consider the wall a mechitza for him, machma shelo shavas ba'avir mechitzos, because after all he did not start off Shabbos in the airspace of those walls. Le'inyan iser tilto lo ichbas lon bazeh. In terms of carrying, we don't care that he wasn't there when Shabbos started. Kevan sheyesh mechitzos al kol panam achshav, because right now there are walls. V'kaimlon, and we hold mechitza ha'asuya b'Shabbos shma mechitza. Walls that are made in the middle of Shabbos have a din of walls. So right now he's in a rosh hashayachid, and therefore he can carry freely throughout the whole area. He can't walk throughout the whole area, but he can carry. Therefore, we say he can only carry through zrika. Sevkatan zayin v'dafka bechafotzim shel adam acher. Like I pointed out, it can't be his own items, because his own items can't go any further than he can go himself. But if his items of another person, shemagia tchumo lahalon me'alpayim shelo, that the other person's tchum goes beyond his 2,000 amos, o chafotzim shel hefker, or items of hefker. The ilav hachi, because if that was not the case, but rather they were his items, harei osar lolichon chutz l'tchumo, a person can't take his items anywhere past where he's allowed to walk. The ha'kelim karagli abayim, like so many times, the kelim of a person are like his feet. Wherever he can't go, his kelim can't go. Mitzad tchum. Kemo shekasav simin shin tzadi zayin siv gimel. Then the Rambam added on a chumra over here. After the Mechaber said he can throw items freely throughout the entire enclosure, if they're not his items. But the Rambam said, avalotaltel mamish, but to carry regular, the normal way, outside of his four amos is aser, even within his 2,000 amos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Ches, latalta mamish ko'urche, the normal way of carrying, shelo aidei zrika, without throwing, is aser. V'atam, the reason is, dekevon de'ef shelo latalta chutz l'alpayim, since he's not allowed to carry beyond the 2,000 amos, el aidei zrika, except through throwing, de'ef shelo l'haloch sham, because he's not allowed to walk there, so toch alpayim shelo nami aser latalta ko'urche. That means that within his 2,000 amos also he's not allowed to carry the normal way. Mishum de alpayim shelo nifrat b'milua l'mokom ma'aser lo b'tiltul ko'orechei. The rule is anytime you're in a rishus that's open to rishus that's aser, that aser is your rishus. So he's saying since you can't carry ko'orechei outside of your 2,000 amos, so therefore it asers your 2,000 amos as well. It's like your nifrats to a place where it's aser, which asers where you are. Since he can't carry normally beyond his 2,000 amos, he also will not be allowed to carry normally, even within his 2,000 amos, only within his 4 amos. However, v'dai you should know, the rov ha-poskim cholkim azem, most poskim argue on this Ramah, v'svir lo hanei hold, the toch alpayim, within 2,000 amos, af b'tiltul ki urechei mutter. Even carrying the normal way is 100% mutter within his 2,000 amos. The lo mikri paratz lomakom ha'aser. It's not considered broken open to a place where it's aser. The mokom ha'mutter hu be'etzim. Because beyond the 2,000 amos within the enclosure, be'etzim is mutter from the carry. V'rak mipnei she'yev shelo leilech l'sham. Just because he's not able to walk there, shu'u chutz la'apayim, because outside his 2,000 amos, ain lo eitzel l'tautel sham. He has no eitzel of actually carrying the normal way. In other words, Zakta Poskim that argue with the Ramah, this is not called being nifras to a place where you're usher. Nifras to a place where you're usher is a place where you're not allowed to carry at all. Here he's allowed to carry there 100%, just as a side thing that he can't carry in a normal way because he can't walk there. But he's allowed to carry there, he's allowed to carry through throwing, therefore it's not considered a makam asrlo, therefore it would not aser his 2,000 amos, and therefore the other poskim argue with the Ramah, and they said he'd be allowed to carry freely within his 2,000 amos in the regular way. That concludes Simen Tov Gimel, and now we're going to begin Simen Tov Dalet. Simen Tov Dalet is Din Im Yesh Tchumen L'malame Asar Tvachim. The big discussion of whether there is a problem of tchumen above 10 tvachim. So we'll start this tonight, and mitzvah Hashem, we will finish this simen tomorrow night. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, HaMahalir chutz la'tchum l'malo me'asar tvachim, someone who goes outside his tchum, but he is at a height above 10 tvachim. Kigon, for example, shekofatz al gabe amudim, he jumped onto small pillars, shekvo me'asar, that are 10 tvachim high, Ve'ein b'kol echad arba'a tfachim al arba'a tfachim. Each pillar is less than 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. So it's 10 tfachim high, but it's less than 4 by 4. So hareza safik im yesh tchumen l'malo me'asara olav. The Gemara comes out with a safik. It does not answer the question whether there is an issue of tchumen above 10 tfachim. So in this case, this is an example of going outside your tchum above 10 tfachim. That's a safik. So memela says the Mechaber, mashiyeh b'derabonin yesveik olahokil. So whatever will be derabbanon, which is most things, as we'll see, by tchumen, whatever will be derabbanon, we'll say, since it's a suffix, suffix derabbanon l'kulan will be mutter. The Ramah says, mi however, im hoya holech b'derech zeh, if he was going in this way, o aydei kfitz Hashem, or somehow through saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, he was able to go higher off the ground, mitoch yud beiz mil chutz li yud beiz mil. And he wants to go not outside 2,000 amos, but rather from within 12 mil to outside 12 mil, then azlina l'chumra. Then we go l'chumra, l'man d'omer tchumen d'yud beiz mil havi d'araisa. So we learned previously, we'll see it again, everybody holds the tchum of 2,000 amos is the rabbanon. But there's a machlokas, if yud beiz mil, which is the size of Klal Yisrael's encampment in the Midbar, some say that's d'araisa, that's the Rambam, some say it's not d'araisa. So that would already be a safek d'oraisa. So zok the Ramah, if it's talking about going above 10 from inside Yud Beis Mil to outside Yud Beis Mil, so according to the ones that say that is going to be daraisa. So then now it's a safek daraisa, so you would not be allowed to go from inside the tchum of Yud Beis Mil to outside the tchum of Yud Beis Mil. That's where we'll stop on top. Let's see the Mishaburus of Katan Aleph. So going outside the tchum l'malam me'asara tvachim, d'chol l'malam me'asara einu mokum hiluch. The reason why above 10 tvachim would be different is because above 10 is not the normal way to walk. The ikar makom hiluch al ha'aretz, the normal way to walk is on the ground. O al koponim besoch asara, or at the very least within 10 tvachim from the ground, the choshev nami ki hiluch al ha'aretz, that's also considered like walking on the ground. V'nistapku chazal im shayach boze isa tchumen. So chazal had a safek if you're bound to the rules of tchumen when you're above 10. So the example is shekofat sevkotan beis, v'hu adin v'hiluch ba'avir al-yidei shemu k'lel kamei. It could be you walking on top of these little pegs, or it could be that somehow you said Hashem's name and you were able to walk in the air. Any one of these cases, sevkotan gimel. We said that if you're walking on top of the pegs, they have to be 10 tvachim high, and not one of them could be 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. Says the Mishabura, daharehu ki'ilu holech ba'avir. That way it's as if you're walking in the air. But if they would be 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, then nicha tashmishte lehiluch, where it would be very easy to walk on them, choshuv kemahalich al ha'aretz, then it would be like you're walking on the ground, upshita de iser tchumen nohig sham. And it would be obvious that the iser of tchumen is nohig over there. Va'afilu imhoya rak omud echot shal arba tvachim. Even if only one of these pillars that you're walking on was 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, and miksaso besoch tchumo, part of it would be in your tchum, umitzaso chutz tchum, a part of it outside of your tchum, osir lotzeis meirosh echa l'rosh hasheni, you would not be allowed to walk from one edge of that peg, of that pillar, to the other edge. You're going outside the tchum on a pillar that's 4 by 4 tvachim, it's like you're going on the ground, that would be osir. Sev katan dal arba tvachim al arba tvachim, ha, but, im hoya mitzar echad pachos me'arba tvachim, if in one way it was less than 4 tvachim, af im hoya oruch harbe, even if it was very long in the other direction, lo nicha tashmishte, that's not called an easy usage, v'gam kem bechlal safeku, that's also including the safek, the only way it's going to be a problem, and as if you're walking on the ground, if there is a peg that is 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, if it's 2 tvachim by 8 tvachim, that would not be a problem. Sif katan hey. So the Mechaber Paskin, since it's a suffix, so whatever aspect of tchumen will be the Rabbanim will go lekula. Kigon chutz l'tchum dal payim amo. For example, what's the Rabbanim? Going outside the tchum of 2,000 amos, ad yud beiz mil, up to the point of yud beiz mil, shehu l'kuli amo midi Rabbanim. That, according to everyone, is only nisid Rabbanim. So if you're going in this way, it's a suffix, the Rabbanim l'kula, it's mutter. Sif katan vav, v'derach ze, rotzalomer aydei amudim. If you're going out with this mahalach, through these amudim, so it's going to be mutter. But then the Rama said, but if you're going this way from Yud Beis Mil to outside Yud Beis Mil, so then the one who says Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa, so obviously you have to be Machmir. Says the Mishabura, wrote Salomar, Sivkotin Yozayim, La Poskim Denakti Lahalocha Kayushalmi. According to the Poskim, the Rambam, that goes Lahalocha like the Yushalmi, to Chutz Lo Yud Beis Mil Havi Daraisa, that the Tchum of 12 Mil is Daraisa. The Alfinan Zos Mikra, and they learn out from the Pasuk that says, the Al Yetze Ish Mimikom of Yom Ashvi, no one should go outside of the place on the seventh day. Umokum Zehu Chutz L'Shem Asar Mil, that place is referring to a place that was 12 Mil, Kineged Machane Yisrael, corresponding to the size of the encampment of Klal Yisrael. Umidivri HaMechaber, beautiful Diyak, the Mishabura makes the Mechaber, from the words of the Mechaber that he writes, Umashe Yeh B'derabonon. The Mechaber said, and that which is the Rabbanon, you go Safek the Rabbanon L'Kula. It's Mashma Shemitzadeh Kein L'Halocha L'Hachmir. V'yabosha Chutz L'Yud Beis Mil, Afilu B'Lamal Me'asara. From the fact that the Mechaber doesn't say, all Tchumen is the Rabbanon, he says, that which is the Rabbanon is going to be okay. Mashma, there is some kind of Tchumen, even if the Mechaber, that's going to be the Raisa. So it's Mashma that the Mechaber is leaning towards the side of the Rambam, that says if you're walking on the ground, on the Yabosha, outside of Yud Beis Mil, even over 10, shu safek daraisa, and that would be usher. Ubebir ha-gra, nota daitu la-poskim dul olam hudirabonim, the gra leans towards the poskim that say, Yud Beis Mil is always going to be the Rabbanim. But again, the Rabbam holds Yud Beis Mil is daraisa, and the Mechaber is mashma like him. Because the posim who argue with the Rambam hold there's no tchum in daraisa. If that was what the Mechaber held, why would he say, Masha yeh but the Rabbanan yeh seik al hokel? Everything's the Rabbanan. The fact that he has to say Masha yeh but the Rabbanan, the safek is al hokel, it's Mashba, there is a tzad that would be the Araisa, and the safek would be l'chumra, and that case is the case of the Rambam going from Yud Beis Mil to outside of Yud Beis Mil. If you're going in one of these ways over 10 tfachim, there would be a safek to Araisa, and it would be Aser. We'll stop here and continue with Sivkot and Ches and Mitzvah tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.